Today is June 28, 1988. I'm here with Sean Roden and Ben French, and we're going to be talking about skateboarding. And we're here at the school board in Jacksonville, and they're going to be telling me a little bit about skateboarding here in the city. And what schools do you guys go to?
Parker.
Parker? You're Parker too?
Just starting.
Okay.
Went to Arlington last year.
Okay. You're going to 10th grade?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You need to? Okay. Okay, how'd you get started in skateboarding? Have you tell your story first, Ben.
Well, it's just some friends were doing it, and I saw them doing it, and they helped me get a hold of a board and stuff, and we started like that. We started skating little stuff, and they got bigger and bigger.
When was that?
I think about 2 years ago.
Okay. How about you, Sean?
A friend of mine that lives down the road had a friend that was skating for about a year, and we both got interested in it, and we got a board and started skating.
What were some of the first places that you'd skate at?
Around the neighborhood for me. Just messing around. And at some of the local schools.
Uh-huh. When did you get started at Kona?
Been skating there about a year.
Last summer for me.
Yeah.
About a year.
Uh-huh.
Last summer I went there. I had like a pass, you know, and just went there the whole summer.
I see.
About lived there. Had a bed and everything.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about learning how to skate?
I just watch other people and then ask them, you know,
or
if there's anything special.
Mm-hmm.
And just try.
Just see somebody else do it and then you do it, or mm-hmm. try to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do they have lessons and stuff out there?
Yeah,
they just started skate lessons about
this summer.
Yeah, but most of the skaters won't take lessons. They just kind of learn it from watching and that kind of thing.
It's pretty much an individual sport. You go as you can go. If you can't, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How long would you say that it would take to learn the basics before you could go into skating like Kona or something like that?
Well, you can go to Kona. I mean, if it's your first time ever on a skateboard.
Oh, really?
No.
Uh-huh.
You just don't skate what you don't think you can skate.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to drop into the swimming pool your first time. Uh-huh. How long would you say that it would take to skate some of the more difficult things at Kona?
Well, I'd take about a year being out there.
I think it depends on the person, kind of.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, if you're really into it, you can get real good right quick. But if you're not, then it can take a while.
Okay. I'm kind of interested in Kona because that seems to be like the major place that people like to skate around here, I guess.
Kinda.
It's one of the most popular.
Last summer, it used to be a lot more, but it's like settling down. A lot of people are quitting skating, so a lot of people are starting to skate street instead.
Mm-hmm.
Come downtown here and everything.
Mm-hmm. Kona's got the different areas in the park. What are the different names for the sections of the park itself?
There's the freestyle. There's the bowl, pit. There's two half pipes. There's a pool, and there's Snake and Jay.
Snake and Jay, mm-hmm. Okay. Snake and Jay are the two kind of serpentine runs down away off the hill a little bit?
Uh-huh. Yeah, start up high and go.
Mm-hmm. Which are the favorite sections out there?
For us or
for you guys, yeah.
Well, I like skating and bowl.
Uh-huh.
I like skating and bowl, and ramp's pretty fun too.
Mm-hmm. Do the bowl's the area that you guys come off the big hill, right, and you're doing the aerials and stuff out of it? Yeah. That has a vertical extension on it, right?
Yeah. Tombstone.
You call that the tombstone? Okay. That's just a big
6 foot of vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up and down.
Mm-hmm. That'd be like maybe about 15 or 20 feet from the bottom of the bowl there, right, to the top of the
Maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're skating that, you're up on vertical, like 20 feet up above the bottom of the bowl. All right.
Jeez.
I did when I saw you guys up there and thinking, man, if you fall off this thing, that's kind of a long way to go.
Yeah, you just build your knees though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I noticed that a lot of skaters do that. They're just kind of sliding down on their knees so they don't really start rolling when they fall or anything like that.
Yeah. Jump on your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hurt. No.
Mm-hmm. Because you got all the knee pads on everything, so that, yeah, that's what that's protecting you from the falls.
Mm-hmm. Unless your knee pads slide.
Oh, yeah.
That's how
Oh, yeah. That's how you get road rash. You guys call that road rash, yeah?
Just scabs.
Scabs. I was wondering if there was any slang for it or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Let's see. Would you say that Kona's kind of typical of like other skate parks around, or is that kind of different from other ones?
Well, I guess it's, you know, pretty standard.
Yeah.
For a skate park.
A lot of them just have a bowl and a snake and, you know, just an old stuff. The one in Virginia is more like everything's, it's black tar.
Mm.
It's not the concrete, it's not concrete.
Mm.
It's like just a road, but they made it out of that.
Mm. Do you like the asphalt better than the concrete, or do you like the concrete better?
Concrete.
Concrete. How come?
It's just smoother, faster.
Mm-hmm. Is it slippery, or is the asphalt more slippery? Or can you make it, you know, about the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there other parks like Kona in the area here?
In the area?
Ocala.
It's the closest one.
Uh-huh. How about throughout Florida? Do you know of any other ones around?
There's a couple of ramps, but there's only two parks.
Major ramps and stuff. Hmm. One out by the beach is supposed to be really rad.
Hmm. There's a big ramp out of the beach?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Oh, I see.
But, like, people have, like, a big park, piece of land or something.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or even their backyard and just make a pretty decent ramp.
So they're building mainly, like, half pipes and stuff out there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where else do you guys skate besides the park?
Street skate.
Yeah, street.
And, like, launch ramps and stuff.
Oh, what's a launch ramp?
Like a...
It's like you take
jump.
Half of a half pipe.
Oh, okay.
It's like a quarter pipe with no vert. You just and push it, real hard and you jump off the top.
Okay.
And you jump off and land on the street and stuff.
Hmm.
Do tricks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You'd be doing that like on sidewalks and stuff like that in your neighborhood?
Yeah,
it's just like the ball. It's just, you know, a hill to go down.
Yeah, you don't have to just start off on your own kind of like.
Uh-huh. How high are you up in the air on the launch ramps?
Depends on how big the launch is.
Oh, really? Like, say off a big one, how high would you be up?
8-9 feet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you jump cars and stuff.
Gee, what is... Okay. How about some other places that you would skate around here?
Downtown.
Yeah, where do you skate downtown?
Yeah.
Uni Banks. Hemming Plaza is supposed to be pretty good.
Hemming Plaza?
That's like not too far from the landing around there.
Okay. So you're looking for places with a steep bank or something that you can...
Banks or anything, really.
And parking lots. Like three-story or something. You can go right down.
Start at top and push, and you get flying.
Mm-hmm. So those are like for speed runs mainly, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get so fast you have to, you know, lay down or something like that.
Really?
You're on your board and just like slowly get down and lay down. It's pretty fun.
Hmm.
You do that down the street sometimes. We're going with that.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are there like drainage ditches around here that people skate in?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them are cemented, so you can't skate those.
Hmm.
And there's...
Or they'll put a fence around them just because... They don't want us.
Oh, to keep the skaters out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there names for some of the drain... Oops, just a second. Okay, we're back after about a minute or two break. We were talking about some of the drainage ditches around here. Are there, like, any famous, notable ditches that people like to skate in?
Behind Levitt's, there's one.
Behind Levitt's?
Yeah. There's no special name for it.
Oh, yeah. Where is that?
Just people call it Levitt's Ditch.
It's, down the hill from Kona. I got, like, parking curbs up at top so you can go up and grind them.
Hmm.
And metal piping and stuff. Rail sides and stuff.
Oh, I see.
It's coping, you know.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. You want the coping on the top of the bank, right?
Right, yeah.
How come?
So you can slide on it, you know, put your truck, lap your trucks up on it and slide.
Oh, I see.
Or your rails or anything.
Yeah, I noticed they had coping on the top of that one half pipe there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that just kind of put in after it was built, or was that designed that way?
It was designed that way.
Oh, I see.
For that, so like when you're doing an air or something, you could pop it off coping, and it'll just get like going to your hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most of the ramps have it.
Okay. I mean, there's a, not around here, it's in, I think, California, so it's a big drainage, it's called the Wallows. It's got all kinds of hills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Seen videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about other drainage ditches around here or anything like that? Is that about it?
There's some small ones.
Yeah. There's one over off Monument Road that's by the McDonald's on Monument Road. And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that one turns. It's all right. It's short, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about other pools around? Are there empty swimming pools you guys like?
Huh. There's some people's houses that they moved out or something. That sounds changed. People.
In North Carolina, there's all kinds of mowing up there. There's like a bunch of hotels and stuff. You just jump the fence and jump in real quick until somebody comes. And then,
to get your stuff. How about around here? There's like nobody that you know of that has like a pool that's kind of a local hangout for skating or anything?
I guess you just take whatever you can get and skate it for as long as you can.
Let's see. Any other places? Like sometimes some of the banks off the roadways around here that people skate on? Like we saw right by the Main Street Bridge there?
Yeah, well there's like behind the, I think it's a Publix or something on Monument Road, they got loading ramps that go up to the walls and stuff. And go up and ride on the walls.
There's one Dixie on Merrill. It has slanted walls, do wall rides and stuff on it. They're easier than on straight walls. They go up and ride on the wall.
Do you have any buddies that build like a half pipe or something that you guys ride? Or is there nothing?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have them.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've got two little ramps in my house.
Oh, I see. Half pipes?
I've got a little like back-to-back ramp. I got two of them.
Oh, I see.
One here from one side and land on the other.
Oh, I see.
And then a little tiny one that for rail sides and grinds and jumps.
Uh-huh. Do you guys make these ramps on your own, or is it kind of...
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for them, or is it just stuff that you've kind of seen and copied?
We just...
Seen copied.
Yeah. Some you make up on your own, or whatever.
Can these be... Are they portable at all?
Yeah, you can.
But my biggest one, it's like, takes a couple people to move it.
Yeah. You'd need a small truck or something to move it around, I guess, right?
If you moved it long distances. Yeah. We've taken it up the road to the church, put it in the parking lot, so there's more room.
Okay. Let's see. Any other places that you guys skate? Like, commonly?
Christ King.
Pardon me?
Christ the King Church, a lot of times near his house.
Just in the parking lot there?
Yeah, they got all kinds of curves and stuff.
Yeah, you can do rail slides and
go. Yeah, parking blocks.
Rock slides and grinds and...
Oh, they've got parking blocks there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do on them?
Just go up on the ground and you can rail slide. Or you can just, you know, hit them and jump them.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What we did one time, shoved them up against the wall and did wall rides on it. Yeah.
What would you guys look for a good place to skate at?
Banks.
Banks, uh-huh.
And curves and everything.
Okay. I'm interested in some of the different things that you're doing on the skateboards. What are the names for some of the kind of, would you call them tricks or stunts or maneuvers, or what would you call them?
Are you talking about airs? Or
like, yeah, like 180s and 360s. And
it's like, there's a thing called mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes?
That's what he does at the ball a lot of times. I do crossbones and one-footers a lot of times.
Crossbones, one-footers? Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, what's a mosquito look like?
You're riding up and you grab backside on the board and you turn the board sideways. And you turn it front side, you know, and then you turn it back.
Oh, I see.
Crossbones, just you turn it the other way.
And kind of pull the front end up and kick your back foot out with the board, so the board kind of turns like that.
And that's what you're doing in air, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. How about some other things you do with the airs?
Well, 360s, judos, frigids, and, you know.
Okay.
Kick it, that's...
There's just frigid, wide variety.
Uh-huh. There's all kind of things going on.
Okay, let's hear about them. Let's start with a 360 is just a complete spin up in the air, right? Okay.
And a judo is you kick your front foot out that straight, you know.
Oh, you're taking one foot off and then throwing it?
Like that.
Oh, I see.
And a frigid, you kick it out backwards behind your leg.
You're kicking one foot out backward?
Kick it out on the backside.
Behind you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There's a method where you just grab your board backside and just pull your legs like this.
Like towards your back.
Pull them out towards your back.
Okay, that's kind of like a back scratcher in skiing, where they're dropping the skis and back. Yeah. I wonder if that's where that came from.
Maybe. Okay.
That's called a method, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a thing called a Christ Airy. And you grab your board and you hold it next, you take it off your feet and hold it next to you, and then you put your feet back on.
Wow. So you're opening up with your arms spread out? Okay.
And then no footers, you grab it like this and just kick both of your feet out.
And rockets. Also called an air walk.
Yeah. Rockets when you bring your foot back.
When you're bringing your foot back after doing...
Your front foot back, and they're both, you're holding your board like this.
Oh, I see.
Both your feet are on the table.
Yeah, both your feet are back in the back.
Oh, okay.
And then you got John Thomas, where you grab front side and turn the front of the nose of the board down, and bring it back up.
Okay.
That's Japan, where you grab behind your front foot, and you turn it to the side, and grab front side, you know. Grab on your foot and then turn to the side.
Oh, I see.
It's just like a mosquito, but you grab on the opposite side.
Okay. Which way is front side and which way is back side on the board?
Front side's in front of you and back side's behind you, basically.
Okay.
You
know,
like if you're doing airs on ramp,
back side.
If your back was facing up, it'd be a back side air.
Whichever side's facing up towards the air, if you're on towards the sky or whatever.
Oh, okay.
There's fish airs, or you grab right behind or right in front of your back foot with your back hand. Call a fish, it's kind of awkward grab.
Mm-hmm.
Hard grab.
Mm-hmm. So these are all called grabs then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which are the tougher grabs to do?
Fish is pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sorry, John Thomas's.
Yeah, you kind of throw your funny, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And crossbones are pretty hard. It's like Ben does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not to me, because I've been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm. I guess some of them just come easier for other people.
Yeah,
it took you a long time to learn them that.
About a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have trouble with, like, judos and bridges and stuff. I don't know why my front foot don't come off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. How long has that style of doing airs like that been going on? Are those kind of new?
It's been around quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Before I started skating.
Oh, yeah.
But when they came out with the shorter boards instead of the long skiing boards,
uh-huh.
I guess, you know, they came out when they came out with the fat boards.
Oh, I see.
Started not cleansing.
I see. So that style of skating came about with the change in the equipment there.
I guess.
Yeah. Because I used to skate in high school. That was about, like, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they weren't doing anything at all like that. They were mainly just, like, doing 180s and kick turns and...
carving.
Yeah, carving, stuff like that. But, you know, they do aerials sometimes of just coming flying out of the ramp or whatever and then going back into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are those called? Is there a name for those?
Airs, front side and back side.
Front side and back side airs, uh-huh.
And yeah. If you talk about ramp, there's all kinds of stuff. You know?
Okay. All right, so what do you do on a ramp?
Rock and rolls, rock fakies,
and
front
inverts.
Hang-ups.
And
inverts.
Uh-huh.
And you go up hand on your hand, you know.
Okay.
Like you go
tuck knee inverts, no
foot. Oh, an invert's the same as a hand plant?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tuck knees, no footers, gymnasts.
This front side, back side hairs.
Yeah.
You can grind.
Make twists.
And make twists?
It's a 540, except you turn upside down.
You do like a flip. And you
do like a
wire
flip.
Twisting.
Oh, I see. Twisting.
Can you guys do this? That's something the pros do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you have to tell me what some of these other tricks look like. What does a rock and roll look like, for example?
You go up and you lap up on your rails, and then you turn.
Okay.
You turn back into the ramp.
I see. So you're sliding way up onto the side of the skateboard and bringing the board around.
Yeah.
And dropping back into it. Uh-huh.
And then a rock fake, you just lap up on the rails and you
come back,
push
come
down
backwards.
On the tail and you just come down backwards.
Okay.
There's gay twists.
A fakie then is just like you've got, say, your right foot forward and you're going into the ramp and then you just kind of pause and you're coming right back down again with your left foot forward then, right?
Your front trucks are.
They lap over.
And the lap over, uh-huh. Okay.
You got gay twists when you, like, after you do a rock fake, you come down and you're going backwards and you do a.
180.
No,
Oh, yeah, 180.
Yeah. I don't know how far it'd be, but you go mm-hmm. up backwards and you turn. You don't just go up like this and back in. You do a turn and,
oh,
turn
I see. And come back in. You're just doing like a 180 on top and coming back
yeah,
in?
Yeah, but you start it backwards and you end up forwards.
Oh, I see. So you're actually sliding your back wheels around on the ramp?
No, you come
off the ramp.
You do
oh,
air.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
And
there's cess slides where you go up on the ramp at an angle and you slide and turn while you're sliding. You just keep all four wheels on the ramp and you slide like a 180 while you're sliding across the ramp.
Oh, I saw them doing that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin did one on Tombstone. They're hot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what's a gymnast look like?
Gymnast?
It's where you do an invert and you take both your feet off.
Yeah, both your feet off and your board's up. Your hands on the ramp and the board's from one hand. You pull it back in.
Okay. Okay. How about an invert? And that's also called the
hand plants.
Okay.
Yeah, you just grab your board and you go up on your hand and you go back down in the ramp.
Okay. They do that sometimes just on the ground, right?
Yeah, so street right. plants.
Those are called street plants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All kinds of different ones.
Uh-huh. How about some other things that you do on a ramp?
You
can do Madonnas or tail taps.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you take your front foot off like a judo and you come down and hit the tail and you put your foot back on. Or you can just go up, you know, like grab the nose or something and turn and hit the tail and go back down in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You actually like hit the tail and drop back in.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all kinds of different grinds, you know, front side, back side, Smith,
Monty
grind.
Okay. Yeah. What, the grinds are getting up and grinding your trucks onto the...
Yeah, top of the ramp.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And, you know, there's all kinds of different ways to do that.
What are some of the different... what are those like? You mentioned, like, the Smith grinds.
You can keep your... You put your front trucks, like, down, facing down, and your back trucks are on the... Back truck is on the coping, and you're just sliding across it. Just
on your that's front truck. Side. And a Monty grinds where you just lap your back truck up and keep your... front truck down, like close to the ramp, and you're sliding backside.
Hmm. Yeah. That's called a Monty?
Monty grind, yeah.
How's that spelled? Do you know?
I guess M-O-N-T-Y.
Oh, okay.
That's after a guy named Monty Nilder.
Kind of.
Oh. I see. So these are named after...
Like McTwist is...
McGill's.
Oh, uh-huh.
Idea.
So they're named after pro skaters or hot skaters around, I guess?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like part of it.
Yeah. I see. So some of these are named after, like, the people, I guess, who might have invented them or made them famous, at least. Yeah. Okay.
Disasters and stuff, too.
Yeah. Disasters, when you go up and you do, like, an ollie on the ramp and you turn and you lap over on your rails, but the front truck's facing towards the ramp. You do the ollie and you do, like, a 180 and you hit your rails.
Land back on your rails and you pick your back truck and go back in.
There's a fakie hangout, too, where you like, come off a... rock fake or something, you come up and you lap your back trucks over and then you go back down.
Hmm.
It's like a rock fake, but you're going backwards.
Hmm. What's an ollie look like?
Ollie? On ramp or on the street?
Both.
Yeah. Well, on street, you just
hit your tail
and you come up off the ground.
Oh, I see.
And then on
ramp is pretty much the same thing.
Ramp is just like an air, but you don't grab.
Hmm.
It kind of
just like go up. You can hit your tail and just kind of do like a 180, but you don't ever touch the board except for with your feet.
Mm-hmm. Is that named after another skateboarder? Like, no. I was wondering where that name came from. I heard that before.
So I just thought of a weird name.
Are there some tricks or things like that people would do just in street skating or flat areas like parking lots?
Yeah. Shove it, some... You know, like if you're riding backwards and you want to get the board back forward,
just shove it. You just spin it around.
Spin it around. You don't turn just the board.
Mm-hmm.
And as you grind, you can come up on curves and stuff and just slide your trucks.
Mm-hmm. How about some slides? Do they do slides and stuff?
Progression slides and stuff.
Yeah, like in. Just put your hands down and slide, or you can just get going real fast and slide on your wheels.
Like lean back, you put gloves on, lean back on your hands, and kind of just shove the board and just sliding on the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be riding and just like, turn and you'll slide a little bit, and then you gotta turn back real fast.
Mm-hmm. And they used to do power slides when I was skating, where you grab the front of the board like that and drop your hand and just scoot the board all around like that. Those are kind of fun to do on banks, too.
Well, usually they don't grab the board, they just put their hand down and slide,
Just dropping it down.
Just put a hand down.
Uh-huh.
Focus down.
Okay. Let's see.
Some people still hold on the board.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. How, do you go about learning these kind of tricks? They're just things that you see people doing, right, and you're kind of copying them?
You just see somebody else do it, and you say, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
You just watch how they do it, and you try it.
Uh-huh. Do people help you out and give you pointers on what you're doing wrong or anything?
You ask them.
Yeah.
Once in a while. But pretty much it's a one part, you know.
Yeah, it's a real individual
thing. It's not a
team
sport. It's by yourself.
Yeah.
And you can get as good as you want to get, really.
Hmm. So there's always something new to learn, I guess?
Yeah, if you want to be good, you can be good. If you don't really care, then you won't get any better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm also interested in, like, riding a half pipe. I'm wondering how you get started riding a pipe like that. I mean, I don't think that... I noticed you guys would start at the very top and just be standing on your skateboard and then just dropping into it.
It's called a Vader.
That's called a Vader?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was originally called an elevator drop, because it's kind of like an elevator just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In surfing, there's an elevator drop that you do sometimes. It's
kind of like that. Yeah, I'm glad you were just starting to surf.
Yeah.
Or you can do an axle drop. You put your trucks out there, and you turn into the ramp.
If you were riding a half pipe for the first time, you wouldn't try anything like that, right? You'd have a different way of...
You just start on the bottom, and you like, push a little bit, and you pump. You know, you bend down, and whenever you hit the transition part...
kick turn and stuff.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Or try little stuff down on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. A kick turn's just kind of like popping a wheelie and spinning around on the back.
Yeah.
Two wheels. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So then after you've got that kind of mastered of going back and forth, pumping up, then you could do, like, the Vaders and stuff like that?
Just go at whatever speed you think you can do.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about learning how to ride vertical stuff like that? What's the first step toward...
Like ramp or what?
Yeah, say if you're going to learn to ride... you wanted to try riding anything vertical. How would you go about learning how to do that?
And just start off with something small and work your way up.
Yeah, start
with
steeper and steeper stuff.
Not necessarily steeper. It's how tall it is a lot of times. Start out with something little where you can, you know, jump off pretty easy. Or just go into big, you know, if you will. Whatever you think you can handle or whatever. Really up to you.
You're kind of almost just weightless on top when you're on a vertical section, aren't you? I mean, there's just
you're
holding you to the wall.
You're going pretty fast, so you don't notice, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering if there's, like, any danger. Like, say, here's your wall, and here's you just kind of flying out away from it.
Well, if you pull out for an error, that's the way you do it, and sometimes you'll bottom out. You pull too hard.
You land at the bottom of the ramp.
It kind of hurts sometimes.
You have to kind of keep your knees bent real tight when you're on the vertical part, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't see anybody really standing up straight.
And tombstone, you gotta like really tuck.
Oh, I see. And if you don't tuck, then you'll just kind of drift away from it, right?
Yeah, it'll come out from under you.
Yeah, the board will stay on it, and you'll just
fall however you
be
fall.
Okay. Let me see if I'm doing a tape here. Okay. Okay. And riding the pools, how do you get, is that something that you would start learning early on, or would you move on to?
It's really whatever you want.
It's whatever you want, whatever you're interested in.
Yeah, I think it makes it a blast. You know, you just, whatever you want to do, you do. You don't have to worry about a whole other team with you.
Oh, I see.
Do it by yourself.
I noticed yesterday it looked like there were kind of different ways that they go about riding the pools. Like, you'd have people that just kind of drop into it and do airs or kick turns and stuff off the top, and then there'd be people kind of carve it.
Yeah. Well, in the shallow end, you can just Vader in and then kick turn it and grind it and do all kinds of stuff like that.
Or you could, a lot of times the carve.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun carving.
You start
seeing how high you can get, you know, getting up by the wall.
So that's what you're trying to do when you carve, is see how high you can get on the wall?
Get as high as you can and get an etcher or something.
Oh, I see.
Go as fast as you can.
Yeah, speed too.
What's an etcher?
Like when, it's like a grind, but your trucks aren't touching.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, so that's just
right up on the top.
Your wheels are right at the top or right just barely over the top.
Okay. You were saying another thing that you try to do in the pools.
You start back and there's a roll in the pool, and you roll down in that instead of having a Vader in, and then you just get up speed from that and you can carve around, and you can carve shallow into a little bit, or you can just after carving just go up in the shallow end and kick turn it and do all that.
What do you look for in to make a good ride in a pool like that? What would be some things that you'd want to see besides, like, getting high up on the bank?
Speed.
Getting a lot of speed, Maybe combining, like, airs with carving or something like that, too?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay, we're talking about riding the pools a little bit. You were saying you want to carve and get on...
When you carve, you pretty much stay with... Like, in the pool, you don't... A lot of times you don't go out of it when you're doing a carve run or something.
Oh, I see. Okay, so...
Grinds and stuff like that.
But wouldn't you want to combine the two?
Airs. Sometimes they'll slow you down. Sometimes they might give you more speed.
Oh, I see.
And when you're doing airs, you're pretty much going straight up, straight down, no carving at all.
Okay. Let's see. I'm also interested in the different types of equipment that you use. What kind of skateboard do you have?
I got a Peanut Brown.
Okay.
Airborne.
Okay.
And I've got a Vision Ken Park.
Okay. What kind of trucks?
Gullwing.
Gullwing? Uh-huh. And wheels?
Bullet 66.
Got Vision Blurs.
What are some of the better skateboards and trucks and wheels and equipment like that?
Well, Vision is a big company. They own pretty much most of the companies.
And just put different names on.
Oh, I see.
Like Vision owns Sims.
But they put the Sims name on the board. It's just made by the same company.
How about like some of the trucks? What?
Gullwing, Tracker, Independent.
Those are the big
GNS trucks
main companies.
And GNS trucks are not new, but they're the newer of the trucks, and they're supposed to be pretty rad.
How about wheels?
Well, my wheels are Bullet 66. They're speed wheels. They're big and skinny. Get a lot of speed off them.
I just got old. I got old wheels. I'm gonna need to get some new ones. Not too long.
You mentioned you've got speed wheels. Are there other types of wheels that you'd want to get, like
some freestyle wheels and stuff? Real skinny.
There's Schmidt stick rip saws, and those are skinny and they're pretty big too. Or if they're big and skinny, they're usually faster.
I see.
Not necessarily big around, but skinny. Skinny because there's less touching the concrete and you can go faster.
How about like in terms of softness? Is that?
Yeah, they got like 85, that's the very softest.
And
not many people use those. 90s are real.
90, 92. 95 and 97.
Yeah.
97s are like pretty much rock hard.
That's what I got for
they're pretty fast.
They're supposed to be for like skating ramps and parks and stuff.
And then 95s, it's like a combination where you can skate street or ramp on.
And 90s are basically for street. 92s are too.
I see. You'd want the softer. Why would you want to use the softer wheels?
For street, for bumpiness.
Oh, I see. Okay. So when you've got a smooth park like the skateboard park, you can get by with a harder wheel.
They're a lot faster.
If you had a 97 wheel skating street, if you hit a rock, you'd go flying. Mm. But an 87, it might give you a little jolt, but it's not going to throw you off.
I see.
An 85. Well, 85. Nobody hardly skates those anymore. I had one pair one time. They're really soft and they're slow and stuff.
So those are made out of polyurethane, right? The wheels?
I don't know what they're made out of. Oh, there's a jacket.
Some type of rubber.
Whatever they're made out of.
Okay. Is there some brand names that you want to avoid? Some bad stuff on the market?
Nash.
Oh, man. Whatever you like,
But, I mean, is there, like, some stuff that's real cheap that would be dangerous to use or anything
generic
like that?
Stuff,
oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Stuff you buy at, like, department stores or things like that.
Yeah. But, that's the first kind of board I had.
But it might be okay for certain types of skating, but it wouldn't...
If you're just starting, why go ahead and why spend all the money, you don't know if you're going to keep doing it or not.
Yeah.
I had a Veriflex. It's not a company that everybody wants, but it was a good company for me.
Yeah.
When I was first skating.
I guess you could get by with that kind of stuff with it might not be as durable or maybe even not as safe or something
it's
like
just,
that.
I think it's just as... Almost all of them are just as good. It's just the name people put it down.
Oh, I see.
Because I had a pair of Veriflex trucks. And they skated fine for me, People, they're a little bit heavier. That's the only thing, weight a little bit, but as far as holding up, I don't think
That's kind of the same thing, like with wearing Nike sneakers versus wearing Converse or something like that. You get kind of brand loyalty or something.
Yes.